In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Then said they unto him, Lord, give us this bread forevermore. Lord, give us this bread always. Of course we hunger and we thirst physically, but we came here today, hopefully, for spiritual food and for spiritual drink. If someone just came because they need a meal, may they be fed as well. Christ says to us, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, neither for the body, what ye shall wear. The life is more than food, and the body is more than clothing. Your Father knows that you have need of these things. So the Lord feeds the 5,000 in today's gospel, and he feeds the 5 billion or 6 billion. From this earth, God provides. He provides for us to feed one another. As he says to his disciples today, you feed them. You feed them. As St. Macarius of Optina said, faith does not consist of merely believing in the existence of God, but also in his all-wise providence, which guides his creatures and arranges everything for the good. God cares and provides for us more than we ourselves. He arranges our salvation. To arrange our salvation, God provides for us more than just physical food and drink, but he gives us this spiritual food and drink from this table here. St. Paul says about the Israelites, they did all eat the same spiritual food and they did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. And St. Paul continues to the church of Corinth, the cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not communion of the body of Christ? For we being many are one bread and one body, for we are all partakers of that one bread. So, brothers and sisters, did we come here today prepared to partake of that one bread and body and to become that one bread and body? If we are not prepared, why are we not prepared? Why are we not prepared? Who told you not to be prepared? Everything in the church calls us to this moment, to this meeting, to this meal, to this sustenance of your very soul. Yes, we can come and pray and light a candle and give glory to God, since we are Orthodox, those of the right glory. But this service, the Divine Liturgy, is designed to feed us. Is designed to feed us. It is the ongoing multiplication of the loaves, the ongoing feeding of the 5,000. The Lord feeds his church as well. In the catacombs under Rome, as I've mentioned many times before, the Holy Supper icon, Christ with his apostles, what's on the table? The loaves and fishes. So the connection of the feeding of the 5,000 and the feeding of us of the Holy Eucharist. God intends to feed us, to give us himself, to give himself as food to the faithful, as we sing on Holy Saturday. This food fortifies us. It gives us grace. It fortifies us against evil. Against evil. As St. Ambrose of Optina said, if we partake of the mysteries of the body and blood of Christ with faith and not condemnation, then all the snares of our spiritual enemies who harass us will become ineffectual and useless. The presence of Christ in us through communion will keep the evil one at bay. When are we properly prepared for communion? Again, St. Ambrose says, we partake without condemnation, firstly, when we approach the mysteries with sincere and firm resolve not to return. When we approach the mysteries with sincere and humble repentance and confession of our sins with the firm resolve not to return to those sins. And secondly, we are properly prepared for communion when we approach without the remembrance of wrongs, having become reconciled in our heart with all those who have grieved us. All those who have grieved us. What you do with God is always tied to what you do with one another. What you do with God, how you relate to God, is always tied to how you relate to each other humanly, on the human plane, and in the body of Christ. As Christ commands, as part of the Sermon on the Mount, if you bring the gift to the altar and there remember that thy brother has something against thee, leave thy gift before the altar and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. The context here Christ speaks of is the Jewish temple worship, where they brought gifts of sacrifices to be offered up on the altar. In the New Testament church, we also bring our offerings of tithes and pledges for the support of the church, and food and drink for our fellowship together, what used to be called the agape meal in the early church. In the early church, everyone would bring food for the fellowship, for the agape meal. They would bring it to the narthex outside the church. And they would choose from the gifts, the bread and wine, that would be offered that day to become the body and blood of Christ. So everybody brought something. So we still do that in a sense. Well, we always bring an offering to God, even if it's just presenting ourselves before God for worship and praise. That's why we say, let us love one another that with one mind we may confess. Let us love one another that we might be united. Let us love one another that we might be united at the chalice. Let us love one another that we might receive Christ in the right spirit, that indeed we would be prepared for Holy Communion. So getting right with God, as they say, is getting right with our brother, our sister. Before we receive God, we have to be open to receive one another. We have to be open to receive one another. Our offer of reconciliation may be rebuked, but Christ tells us to offer it as our proper preparation. Our pride may prevent us, and nothing keeps us further from God than our pride. Because we serve a humble Lord, our Lord humbled himself and broke his body and shed his blood as a gift for us, as the perfect gift. And how can we not come humbly to his gift? As the prayers before communion tell us, when you intend, O man, to eat the master's body, approach with fear, lest you be burned, for it is fire. Before drinking the divine blood in communion, make peace with those who have grieved you. Only then may you dare to eat the mystical food. In our Lord's own words, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. The Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? And Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. For whosoever eats my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. Let us live by Christ. Let us live by this lifeline. Let us remember that he is the vine, we are the branches. Let us stay attached. Let us stay connected. And let us pray, Lord, Lord, indeed, give us this bread always. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christ is in our midst.